Craig Zimmerman back in studio today to talk about, honestly, one of my favorite subjects. It's been going on since the dawn of time. I don't know if you want to call it the swindles, snake oil salesmen, just scams in general. And with the internet today and just, you know, robocalls, I mean, I think everybody has been the target at one point or another for one of these scam artists.
Oh, absolutely. About 2 weeks ago, I got four calls. Three one day, one the next day. It was a recorded message that said, "Hello, IRS is calling you, and we're about to sue you."
Oh.
So call us now so that we don't sue you.
And just general IRS, not the Internal Revenue Service, just good old IRS.
Yeah, no, just good old IRS, and it was a recorded message, and they left a number that was in Washington, the state of Washington.
Washington State.
State, not okay. Washington, D.C.
Okay. Because,
and as we all know, the IRS, even though they are running out of money and they've cut back on services, what they always do is they use a recorded message to tell you they're going to sue you.
Right. Yeah, forget the bedside manner. You know, maybe we can come to an agreement before then. This is IRS. I'm going to sue.
Sue. And it left three times one day.
Uh-huh.
So they really, really must want to sue me.
I guess.
But, you know, sadly, I didn't call them back. I guess I should have because I guess somewhere IRS is out to get me.
They're barking up the wrong tree with one Mr. Craig Zimmerman. You know, I obviously we have the technology to make phone calls. We're in a radio station here. I kind of want to get one of these people on the line and see if we can really sort of figure out how easily identifiable these scams are.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Thank you for calling Online Technical Support. My name is Jake. How can I help you?
Hi, Jake. My computer's spitting this error. I don't know what the issue is.
Okay. And is it a laptop?
No, it's a desktop.
Okay. And it's a Mac computer or you're using Windows?
It's a Windows. It said I should call you. You're the Microsoft support team.
Yeah, that's right. So what message you're getting on the computer screen?
It says Windows firewall security found unusual activity and a security breach in your computer. That doesn't sound good.
And what exactly were you trying to do? You're trying to download anything?
No, I was just surfing on the internet, and I actually think I might have accidentally typed in a wrong website or something, and then this error message came up.
Okay. So basically there are some softwares or some Trojan infection virus in your computer, which is trying to access your emails and password associated with them. So have you any idea, like, have you saved any email IDs and password on your browser?
I mean, I'm really not a computer person. I mean, to be honest, I actually was just using my girlfriend's computer and this happened. I'm not really familiar. I just need to know how to fix it before she gets home from work and, you know, really yells at me.
Okay, sir, in that case, I would be taking the remote access of your computer, and then we have to check what are the services which are not working properly, and we need to fix that, okay?
Okay. So.
And there might be a charges for it to fix the computer, okay?
Charges? Okay, I mean, whatever yeah. Whatever I need to do to get this taken care of, do you know about how much?
It depends upon the situation. Like, you can go for a plan. Like, I will tell you that part later. First, I will be checking the details. What are the problems in the computer? Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. So, are you in front of the computer right now?
I am.
So, I will be giving you some instructions. So, just follow my instructions, and everything will be fine.
You work for Microsoft, correct?
We are channel partners with Microsoft, and the name of our company is ATO Mechanics.
What does that mean, channel partner?
That means they have outsourced their support, like the software is not supported by Microsoft. They only support the hardware of the product.
The software you're using isn't supported by Microsoft?
Yeah, that's right. We do support the software part of the Microsoft.
So Microsoft supports the hardware?
Yeah, that's right.
Interesting.
If you face any kind of problem with the computer, then they will replace it.
So here's what's really kind of crazy. I'm actually really savvy with computers. And I'm actually really smart enough to realize that this is a scam. So my question is, how is this working for you, sir? Does this work well for you? Do you you get a lot of money this way?
That's not right, sir. Like, if you have infection in your computer, then I'm telling you the way we
I don't have infection in my computer. I know how computers work. I stumbled upon a thing that threw this pop-up up.
Okay.
I mean, I know how Trojans and malware and stuff work. I'm just curious.
You can try to run the scan.
Okay, check this out, dude. Check this out. Check it out. I just closed the window. It's done. Mm-hmm. It's fixed.
You have a great head, sir.
All right. Well, there was actual audio of one of these con artists trying to get me to, A, give them access to my computer, and B, we didn't get that far, but ultimately give them a credit card number or, you know, a routing number, my account information. We didn't let it go that far, but, I mean, these people will really try to squeeze everything and anything that they can get out of you. It was interesting. He definitely made sure that I said some of the right answers. He asked if I was on a Mac or a PC. He identified himself. At first, he identified himself with Microsoft. We prodded a little bit deeper, and then he said something about a channel partnership. I don't even know what that means.
Well, yeah, no, I thought it was funny when we called Microsoft Internet Security or whatever they called themselves. And the first thing he asked me is if you're on a PC or
right.
a Mac.
Microsoft doesn't make a Mac. They don't do anything for a Mac.
So I don't quite know where they would come up to begin with. And I think what's more concerning is not the credit card information. They wanted access to your computer.
Right, which they could download everything. Tax returns, credit card statements. I mean, hell.
Passwords.
Photos of my young son. I mean, seriously, like that is the most invasion of privacy anyone has ever attempted on me. And that was just because I was scrolling across the internet and I stumbled upon a website that isn't a normal website anymore. And it loaded up a pop-up ad that said there was an issue with my machine.
And look how this comes up. You are savvy enough to know what you were doing, but you get a pop-up that says your computer's infected. You're going to lose everything. You know, world's coming to an end. And lo and behold, this free call gets you free help because he was going to take over your computer for free and determine if you needed any other services.
Right. Which he could have gotten my social security number. I mean, I have very sensitive tax documents on my machine at home. I mean.
Oh, you have everything. You have banking stuff, credit card passwords. I mean, everyone I know does banking online, pays credit card bills, pays mortgage online, pays gas bills, you name it. You may have family member information. You've just opened up not only yourself, but potentially every friend, every family member. And this was, he was going to do it for free.
Right.
How nice of him.
I know. I mean, what a swell individual, this gentleman.
And I think that shows you how sophisticated this operation is.
Right.
I don't recall Microsoft or any of the major companies taking over your computer to check for viruses. They'll tell you to go get software, to go get help.
Go call the Geek Squad.
Yeah. They just don't for free take over your computer. But he was trying to be friendly and nice until the end.
What scares me about the entire situation, Craig, is my mother has called me before. I'll never forget this. When we first got the internet at the house, my mother called me and said, TJ, I've won a year's supply of gas. All I need is your email address to claim it. She would have eaten this hook, line, and sinker. And I don't mean to take away anything from my mother and say she's an easy mark, but she obviously would have stumbled upon something that said her computer was broken. She would have done the steps on the screen to fix it. And then there is a nice gentleman on the other side of the line going, don't worry, we'll fix this for you. We'll take care of it. It's very easy to understand that not tech-savvy people could honestly go through this and really leave themselves incredibly exposed and vulnerable.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you set it up well when you said, look, my girlfriend's coming home and we won't tell your wife about that one.
Thank you for that.
She's coming home, and if she finds this, I'm in trouble. What do people who are looking to scam you out of money prey on most?
Vulnerability.
Fear.
Yeah.
Fear.
All right, Craig, what happens if I accidentally did everything they wanted me to do? They've accessed my computer. They've taken everything from me. What's the next step to make sure I'm protected?
Well, you know, this is a tough one for a guy like me because this probably is an offshore company. It's not someone I can sue in the United States. It's not someone that, you know, you can actually go after. So now it's damage control, you know, changing passwords, notifying your bank that you may have been, you know, hacked, changing everything, banks, credit cards, passwords, everything, and immediately.
Craig Zimmerman, what if someone's been on the wrong side of this and they have a question for you? How should they get in touch?
Well, you can always call my office. It's 800-987-3057. That's 800-987-3057. Or our website is www.craigzlaw. That's Craig, the letter Z, law.com.
Craig, appreciate the time.
Always love it.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon for specific legal advice in your situation. There is no attorney-client relationship formed unless you have a legal services agreement executed by you and the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. There are no representations or guarantees of any outcome being made in this podcast. This is not an attorney advertisement or solicitation for new clients in any state or jurisdiction where the firm does not accept clients. The firm maintains of counsel relationships in states where it does not have an office. Our attorneys are licensed to practice in California, New York, New Jersey, and Texas.